This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that China and Russia both pose urgent military and technological threat to NATO. Following talks with NATO foreign ministers Wednesday in Brussels, Blinken said the two superpowers were willing to use aggressive non-military actions, including cyber attacks and disinformation, to threaten the shared values within NATO. NATO's mission in Afghanistan also featured high on the agenda during the two-day meeting, with U.S. troops set to withdraw by May 1st under a peace deal signed by the Trump administration and the Taliban in 2020. Blinken said the situation is under review and the U.S. would consult with NATO allies. North Korea conducted an apparent short-range ballistic missile test early Thursday, its first such launch during the Joe Biden administration. Japan's prime minister said the North fired two ballistic missiles that fell outside Japan's waters. This is North Korea's first ballistic missile test in about a year, although it has more recently fired smaller projectiles. The launches come as the Biden administration is in the final stages of its North Korea policy review and has repeatedly spoken of desire to renew diplomacy with the North. Pyongyang has said it is not interested in talks until the U.S. drops its hostile policy, a reference to sanctions, military exercises, and other U.S. activities on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has boycotted talks for over a year and seems intent on ramping up pressure on Washington. By remote, this is VOA News. Facebook says hackers in China use fake accounts and imposter websites in a bid to break into the phones of Uyghur Muslims. The tech company said Wednesday that it uncovered the covert sophisticated hacking operation as part of its routine security work. It says the hackers created fake Facebook accounts and fake websites and apps intended to appeal to a Uyghur audience. The accounts and sites contain malicious links that would infect the victim's computer or smartphone with spyware. In all, fewer than 500 people were targeted among the Uyghur community in China, as well as in countries including the U.S. Facebook linked the hackers to two Chinese tech firms. Brazil topped 300,000 confirmed COVID-19 deaths on Wednesday, becoming the second country to do so amid a spike in infections, with record daily death tolls in recent days. The United States reached the grim milestone back on December 14th, but has a larger population than Brazil. President Jair Bolsonaro on Wednesday met with the heads of other government branches to coordinate antivirus efforts, but he didn't propose any policies to deal with the pandemic. U.S. President Joe Biden chose his Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort in tackling the immigration challenge at the southern border with Mexico. Harris is tasked with addressing the surge of young migrants at the border, a challenge that threatens the administration's legislative agenda. The president says she'll deal with the Northern Triangle nations of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to tackle internal issues that drive immigration. The U.S. has seen a dramatic spike in border encounters over the past 2 months. The U.S. Senate has confirmed former Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine to be the nation's Assistant Secretary of Health. She's the first openly transgender federal official to win Senate confirmation. She's expected to oversee the Health and Human Services offices and programs across the U.S. Transgender rights activists have hailed Levine's appointment as a historic breakthrough. And the Olympic torch relay will start in Fukushima on Thursday, kick off a four-month countdown to the Summer Games in Tokyo, delayed from 2020 and the first ever organized during a global pandemic. 10,000 runners would take the torch starting from the site near the Fukushima earthquake and tsunami that killed 20,000 people. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.